Becker's critics greatly outnumbered her supporters at a campaign event organized in her honor at Metlakatla's longhouse. It started in Ketchikan, where she boarded the float plane to Annette Island. And protesters were there to meet her in Metlakatla on the other side. They carried signs saying things like, "Manifest your destiny somewhere else," and "Our longhouse is big, but it doesn't have room for racism."
You are not welcome.
The Republican nominee for District 36, which encompasses Ketchikan, Wrangell, and Metlakatla, which is Alaska's only Native reserve, had been invited by a local veterans group. She's running to unseat Ketchikan incumbent independent Dan Ortiz, who Republicans see as vulnerable in a district that leans towards the GOP. She gave a stump speech laying out her conservative credentials, developing Alaska's natural resources, outlawing abortion, cutting state spending, and protecting the PFD. She told the group that she was answering a higher calling to run for state office.
I felt like I heard, you know, one morning I was standing at the sink and I felt like God said, "I want you to step out and get in this race and run for House of Representatives."
But she couldn't ignore protesters that had gathered in response to one of her sermons from last year. It had been posted on a now-defunct blog.
Can you tell me about the article where you mentioned that we're all drunks?
That's a reference to her writings that have been condemned by local Alaska Native leaders as racist.
I did not say that. You did not say that?
I did not. Let me read you exactly what I said.
The prayer asks God to help expand development in Alaska, specifically to remove barriers to the proposed pebble mine, drilling in Anwar, and logging.
To pull back the darkness and reveal the light, and to tie up the tongues of those who are working so hard to stop righteous progress.
Confronting the 30-odd protesters head-on in the longhouse, she began to read the passage that elicited the most controversy.
To open the hearts and minds of our Alaska Natives who have a wonderful opportunity to benefit from all these resources. New jobs will come to their communities and hearts will be lifted up from alcoholism, drugs and despair. Lord, we need to break through and
I did not say, where is the word drunk? Where is the word alcoholism?
But Becker refused to walk back the statements.
So that was my prayer. That was between a prayer group and the Lord. And if it's offended anyone, I'm certainly sorry about, but there was certainly no intention other than to petition for opportunities for breakthrough.
A local supporter stepped forward to her defense, but was eventually shouted down. Melody Leesk asked Becker to apologize. She said she was trying to keep an open mind, but the words were offensive, especially to elders like her mother, who had come to hear the candidate speak in her own words.
We all make mistakes. But I'm asking you today, in our house, in our way, is that you apologize not only to all our people, but apologize to our elder right here.
Becker, who entered electoral politics serving on Ketchikan's school board, held her ground.
That was a prayer. If there was anything offensive, that I apologize for any offense to any people, but the words of the prayer were between me and God.
Denise Olofsson says she wasn't satisfied. Though most have been postponed or canceled since the pandemic began, she says all kinds of events are held here in the community's traditional longhouse.
To have somebody state that about Alaska Natives and we're drunks and druggies and despair, and then her to come in here to what we hold as a sacred place, that's disgraceful.
As the event wound down, I asked Becker why she had read aloud words that had angered so many people.
Because I just wanted to make sure the words were verbatim, not taken out of context.
As we were speaking, a half dozen residents gathered in the center of the longhouse and prayed, then began singing and drumming. A song written by Metlakatla resident Huck Teginiechkeshki Gavin Hudson ended the event by clearing the air and reinforcing critics' message to the visiting candidate. It's entitled, "We Can Speak for Ourselves." Reporting in Metlakatla, I'm Eric Stone.